Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masachet Bava Batra in the fifth parak, and we're going to be looking both at Mishnah Hey and Mishnah Vav in this podcast. They're grouped together in our Gemara on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Bet. Hamocher Rosh Beimah Gasal Lomachar Taraglaim Lomachar Taraglaim Lomachar Tarosh. So if you sell the head of a cow, a Beimah Gasa, a big animal, then the legs don't automatically come along, and vice versa. Machar takanel, machar takaved. So Rashbam explains the kaneh is a reference really to the lungs that are connected to the windpipe. That does not include the liver, and vice versa. Machar takaved, machar takaneh. Aval b'daka, when talking about lambs or smaller animals, machar tarosh, machar taraglaim, the head. When you buy the head, automatically the raglaim come along. And again, this is wherever there is no clear local minig, as the Rambam points out. Machar ta'aglaim l'machar ta'rosh, but if you buy the legs, it doesn't carry the head. Machar ta'kaneh, machar ta'kaveh, the lungs do carry the liver. Machar ta'kaveh l'machar ta'kaneh, but not the inverse. Okay, the next Mishnah. Arba midot b'mochrin. There's four kind of circumstances that can happen when there's some sort of a, shall we call it, misunderstanding in the price. Machar lo chitin yafot v'mtsuraot. Let's say somebody sold good quality wheat, and it turns out when the fellow came to collect it, it was poor quality wheat. Halokecha cholach zorbo, only the buyer can go back on the deal. Should be fairly obvious, so the Gemara will push it a little bit. Ra'ot v'nim so yafot, vice versa, mocheya cholach zorbo. So if he sold bad quality, poor quality wheat, and turned out to be good quality wheat, the seller can change his mind and annul the deal. Ra'ot v'nim so ra'ot, yafot v'nim so yafot, but if he sold poor quality, and that's what it turned out to be, or good quality, and that's what it turned out to be, and achad me'em cholach zorbo, nobody can change their mind. Now, shchamtit v'mitzeit levana, but let's say he sold reddish wheat, and it turned out to be pale wheat. Levana v'mitzeit shchamtit, or the opposite. Eitzim shel zayit v'mitzu'u shel shikmar, if he sold wood, olive wood, turned out to be sycamore wood, shel shikmar v'mitzu'u shel zayit, or vice versa. Yayin v'mitzeit chometz, chometz v'mitzeit yayin, or he sold wine, turned out to be vinegar, or vice versa. Shnehem yecholim achzor bo, in all of those cases, shnehem yecholim achzor bahen, either party can annul the deal, because there's no obvious preference. One isn't of greater quality, they're just of different types. Somebody may have been interested in wine, instead they got vinegar, they wanted wine, or even the opposite, they wanted vinegar and they got wine, they wanted vinegar. Okay, this is sort of a side sugya. Amar Rav Chista, machar lo shaveh chamesh b'sheish. Now, the interesting thing about the Gemara is the latter section about the shchamtit and about the chometz is dealt with later on in the Gemara, but very straightforward as an explanation with small tangents, and so I put it in the outline first. This other piece is really sort of an independent sugya that loops back in to our Mishnah. Let's say I sold you something that was worth 5, and I sold to you for 6, which means ona attaches, and you could get the ona back. The deal is not canceled, but you can get the ona back, the extra zuz. But before I came to collect it, it became worth 8, which means I paid 6 for something that's 8. So, who's the one who's been defrauded? The strange thing is that the buyer has been defrauded. The seller can't go back, even though the seller sold it for 6, and now when it comes time for the buyer to pick up the merchandise, it's worth 8. Nonetheless, only the lokeach can change his mind. Why? Mishum, the seller, buyer says to the seller, had you not defrauded me and sold me the thing of 5 for 5, and I bought it, and then it went up, you couldn't change your mind. The fact that it went up after the sale, before I collected it, you don't have any claim. Now that you did or not, you think you can go back, you did a worse thing. Like the Rashbam says, what I don't want to say, because you did a worse thing, and therefore this deal is somewhat tentative, because I could claim it back, because I was defrauded, you think you can claim it back? Now, v'tana tuna, and we have a Mishnah that supports it, which is ours, the yafot v'nim tzu'urot lokeach achol azor v'lo mocher. Our Mishnah says that if you went to buy good quality wheat and turned out when you collected it that it was bad quality wheat or poor quality wheat, only the buyer can change their mind, not the seller. So, of course, we said, that's so obvious, it must be talking about a case where the poor quality wheat, before you came to collect it, appreciated, so it's worth even more than you paid. Nonetheless, you could still go back, because when you originally made the deal, you paid as per good quality, and at that point in time, you were getting poor quality wheat, which at that point in time on the market was worth less. Ona's amount. Ashtut. The inverse, V'yamrav chista machar lo shaveh shaveh sheish b'chamesh, if you sold something worth six for five, so now the seller is getting hurt. V'uzalu v'amdu agimol, and you went to collect it, and then it turned out to be worth only three, which means now really the buyer is the one who's getting hurt. Minitaneh. So mocher, the answer is it's the seller. The seller is the one who's hurt. Mocher echol achzor v'lo lokeach. He's the only one who can retract the deal. Damar le'ilu lo nitan v'lo avimatzit hadarpach. Because he could say as follows, had I sold you this thing for six, then you would not have any recourse. The lokeach would not have any recourse. The fact that it went down in value after you bought it. Hashtamatzit hadarpach. But now that there was onah involved, and you got it cheaper, now you think that there should be onah? Vatana, that you should be able to change your mind. Vatana tuna ra'utin tsuyafot mocher yachol lachzor b'v'lo lokeach. And so then we bring the second half of our Mishnah, second clause in the Mishnah Vav, which, again, seems to be so obvious that if you went to buy bad stuff and you turn out to be good stuff, only the seller can change his mind. So, I'm talking about a case even where it went down in value. So you think the buyer could change his mind? The answer is no. At the point of purchase is the point at which we consider everything. So then the question is, my kamash malan. If each thing of each one of Rav Chista's halachot is really supported by the Mishnah, then Rav Chista is not telling us anything new. Manitini. So the answer is no. Im manitin have men dilma de Rav Chista tavayu matzu hadu bahu. If it were only the Mishnah, I would have thought that in Rav Chista's case, where you sold for less but then it appreciated, or vice versa, you sold for more but then it appreciated, or vice versa. I would think tavar matzu hadribahu. Either one of them could negate the deal. One because he was originally mitaneh, and the other one because now he's mitaneh. Umanitin hatashmunin. What's our Mishnah coming to teach? Because our whole point is that the Mishnah must be coming to teach such a case. No, maybe the Mishnah is coming to teach a regular case. To lokeach achol achzorbo, because that if the seller is selling good wheat and he buys it, and the buyer gets bad wheat, the chiddush is the lokeach can renege on it. Why? Because typically, when a person is buying, we quote the pasuk from Mishlei, and the Rashbam says the same thing applies to a seller. That typically, when somebody's buying something in the market, so they're going to poo-poo it and say it's not worth that much. Ah, this is terrible. And the same thing, the seller's going to say this is fantastic. So therefore, you could argue that since when the buyer bought the good wheat and said, ah, it's terrible, and turned out to be terrible, he doesn't have a claim of onah, because that's what he was getting, what he was claiming. The answer is that's just a bargaining strategy, and the reality is he bought good wheat, and therefore he can be mitaneh. Therefore, we need Rav Chista to say it even goes to a case where the value changes in the opposite direction of the onah. Okay, the Mishnah said, shchamtit v'nimitzet levana. Now, Amar Rav Papa, miniktani levana, from the fact that the two things that are here are levana and shchamtit, it must mean that shchamtit, which is related to chama, meaning it looks like the sun, it tells you that the sun is really red. Right? So the levana, it's almost like the moon is white and the sun is red, but it's the levana is white, and so shimsha must be red, and it's the color of the sun. Teda de kasamka tzafropanyan, how do we see that? If you look at the sun at the early morning or at the end of the day, it looks red. How come we don't see it red all day? It's our eyes aren't clear. In other words, we don't see well, but the reality is the sun's red. Now, we have a challenge. We're talking here about a nega, a skin lesion, which used to be called leprosy, but that's inaccurate. It's deeper than the skin. What does that mean? Just like the sun is deeper or darker than the shade. And there we're talking about a nega that's white. So the answer, it sounds like the chama is really white. The answer is kamare chama v'lo kamare chama. And the real question here is, when you see the sun during the day and it's yellowish, is that the real color or is the red the real color? That's what they're playing with here. So kamare chama v'lo kamare chama. The answer is that drasha means it's sort of like the sun, sort of not like the sun. Kamare chama damuka minatzel. It's like the sun is that it's deeper and darker than the shade. V'lo kamare chama, but not like the sun. The ilu hatam lavan, but in the case of the nega, it's white. V'hacha adom, but the sun's red. Olamad l'tzayin k'adayti mekara, but according to that havin that we have in the middle, that the sun's white, ha'kasam katsafro panya, then how do you explain the sun's appearance is red at sunset and sunrise? So the tzafra, the answer is in the morning, the chalfa abevardi de Gan Eden. It's passing by the roses in the garden of Gan Eden, and therefore it's reflecting that red. And at the end of the day, in the west, it's passing by the portal to Gehenim, and the fires make it. Some people say it's the opposite, the Gan Eden's in the west, and Gehenim's in the east. Either way, it's some So it's the otherworldly factor that's affecting the color of the sun that really is white, according to the Havamina. Okay, the end of the Mishnah was Yain Min Tachometz, that wine and vinegar clearly are presented here as two different things, and therefore it's not that one is better than the other, so that there's only one direction of Ona'ah, but one, there could be a preference this way or that way, just like with olive branches versus sycamore branches, or just like red wheat and white wheat. Now, it sounds like our Mishnah only follows Rebbe and not Rabbanan. Why? Tanya, Yain Mechometz Minachadu. This is in the context of Maasrot. And remember, you can't be Maaser Minal Sheino Mino. You can't take dates to cover plums or figs. But if you take better dates, or shall we say worse dates, to be Maasrot on better dates, then it is Truma, although we'll see in a minute there's some implications. Now, Yain Mechometz Minachadu. The Chacham said that wine and vinegar are considered one thing. Rabbi Omer Shnei Minin. Rabbi says, no, they're separate things. So it sounds from our Mishnah that it goes like Rabbi, that sees wine and vinegar as essentially two different things. If you bought one and you got the other, so you either one can have a claim of Ona'ah. The answer is no. Afilu Temer Rabbanan. It could be that the Rabbanan are in our Mishnah too. An Kama Pli Rabbanan Leidu Rabbi. The Rabbanan only disagree with Rabbi Alinyan Maser Truma, only about Maser and Truma. Rabbi Ila, the famous drush of Rabbi Ila, the Amar Rabbi Ila, Minayim the Tarmina Rali Afash Trumato Truma. How do I know that if you take inferior quality as Maas wrote on superior quality, it's valid? At the end of Parshat Korach, it says you will not sin if you take the best. What does that mean? If it doesn't become, if when you take the worst, it's not Truma at all, then there's no Chet. It's just not Truma. So it must be that if you give the inferior kind, it's Truma, but it's not nice. It's a Chet. So Mikan, the Torah, when it comes to commerce, some people prefer vinegar over wine, some people prefer wine over vinegar. So the only question here is, are wine and vinegar considered two separate species for Trumot and Masrot, like Rabbi says? So if you take one for the other, it's not Trum at all. Or is it considered one species in which vinegar is considered the inferior one with the implication of Nesiut Chet? Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up at Hamocher Perot LaChavero, which is kind of foreshadowing the next parak. In the meantime, I want to wish everybody a wonderful day.